Welcome back to the Healthy as a Mother podcast. Today's episode is a special one. I'm talking with Ryan and Julie, the co-founders of Needed, my favorite supplement company and one I've helped formulate from the very beginning. We're diving into something I see all the time in practice, nutrient depletion, why so many women are starting motherhood already depleted, and how that affects everything from fertility to postpartum recovery and long-term health. Ryan and Julie aren't your average supplement founders. They built Needed alongside a community of practitioners like me, who are asking for better solutions, not just what looks good on labels, but what actually supports women's bodies. We'll talk all about how we met, why I chose to partner with them, and how we've created products and education that reflect what women and men truly need. If you've ever wondered whether your prenatal is enough or felt dismissed by one-size-fits-all advice, this one's for you. We start at the beginning with how Ryan and Julie got into this work and why they knew something major was missing in women's health, and end with the amazing nutritional study they have done and what it has been like having babies and raising families while also growing this amazing company. Let's get started. Welcome to Healthy as a Mother, the podcast for becoming and being a mother, with your co-hosts, Dr. Leah Gordon and Dr. Morgan McDermott, two naturopathic doctors who get it.
Each week, we teach you how to be the healthiest mother you can be, from fertility and preconception to pregnancy and birth prep, through postpartum and throughout motherhood, empowering you with the natural health guidance and education you're not getting elsewhere, so you can confidently navigate the broken system at large.
The real, the raw, the untalked about. And remember, this information is not intended to diagnose, treat, or manage any disease. Always consult with your doctor before making any changes. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. Having adequate levels of minerals and proper hydration are essential when balancing your hormones, optimizing your fertility, trying to conceive, or preparing for pregnancy. For Dr. Morgan and I, ingredient quality is of top concern, and that's why we love Relight Electrolyte Powders by Redmond's Real Salt. Relight contains Redmond's ancient, unrefined sea salt, which contains 60-plus trace minerals in and of itself. Relight powders conveniently contain the appropriate proportions and forms of calcium, potassium, chloride, and even two forms of magnesium, malate and glycinate. These are essential for hormone balance, energy production, and overall wellness. The best part is they taste delicious and they have so many fun flavors. My personal favorite is lemon lime, but I know Dr. Morgan loves their strawberry lemonade. Visit redmond.life and use code HEALTHYMOTHER to save 15% off any of Redmond's products, from their electrolytes to their OG sea salt, other seasoning salts, natural toothpaste, and bentonite clays. Again, visit redmond.life and use code HEALTHYMOTHER to save 15%. Here's to happy hydrating along your womanhood and fertility journey. Okay, back to the show. I am so excited to introduce our two guests today. The first is Julie Sawaya. She is the co-founder of Needed, a mama to three and a trained nutritionist. Julie studied the issue of nutritional access in college and received her master's in business from Stanford, where she met her Needed co-founder, Ryan. They dug into the research and realized 95% of women have nutrient deficiencies. Most prenatal vitamins just weren't cutting it. So Julie and Ryan started Needed to create a new, higher standard for perinatal health, working alongside a collective of more than 6,000 perinatal nutrition and health experts. Together, they've redesigned the products, education, and experiences women need. And Ryan Woodbury, is the co-founder of Needed, a company championing radically better nutrition for women, their families, and our earth. She is a lifelong environmentalist, a holistic nutritionist with training in folk herbalism, and a mother of two children and two rescue mutts. Okay, Julie and Ryan, thank you so much for being on the Healthy as a Mother podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
We're so excited to be here. I mean, we knew you in the early days when you and Morgan were just dreaming this podcast up. So it's fun to actually see it in full fruition.
I know, it's so fun. And for people who don't know, we talk about Needed every day on the podcast, all the time. People know how much we love it, how much it's a big part of what we recommend. But I don't think a lot of people know about you guys as individuals. So can you each share a little bit of your background? Maybe Julie, you could go first, and just a little bit about who you are and why you're doing this.
Sure. Yeah, let's see where to start. Well, first and foremost, I'm a mom of three. I have a almost five-year-old girl, a two-and-a-half-year-old girl, and an eight-month-old little boy. And it's fun and crazy, and the best, for sure, the best part of life, getting to be a mom. I grew up in a family of medical doctors. So I'm a bit of the nutritional black sheep in my family. My dad's a doctor. My mom's a nurse. My like aunts, all of my aunts are nurses. My sister's a doctor. My brother-in-law is a doctor. So I probably would have gone the path of medical school had my older sister, who I'm very close in age to, and went to the same college as, if she had not pursued medicine, I probably would have done so myself. I've always been really interested in, you know, in high school was always really interested in biology and science. But kind of found a passion for nutrition through two ways. One was my dad is, although he is a medical doctor, he is, he for my, basically my whole life has not been healthy. He's, he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when I was really young, like 5 or so. And so the juxtaposition of him being a doctor, but also him not being well and being a patient was pronounced throughout my life. And when I was old enough to realize that nutrition plays a role in your health, I've been really passionate and interested in nutrition kind of from that perspective of I don't want to end up with the same lifestyle disease that my dad has. Mm-hmm. And then in college, I ended up studying economics. So went kind of more of like a business route versus medicine, but ended up finding my way to the problem of nutritional access, or more specifically food deserts, which are geographical areas that are underserved by access to healthy foods. And it was a really big problem in Chicago, where certain neighborhoods lacked access to public transportation and they lacked a healthy grocery store within walking distance. So these residents were basically the only options were fast food or convenience stores. And so I studied that from an economics lens, and that really piqued my interest in this problem of nutritional access, that we don't all have the same access to healthy foods. And there's really a lot of problems wrapped up in that, you know, race, income level, geography. And basically, despite having that super strong passion for nutrition, I ended up working in more of a business world in the finance industry after school, ended up at business school, and that's where I met Ryan. We were next door neighbors our first year of business school, and both really deeply passionate about health and wellness, and just kind of started a friendship organically, sharing ideas back and forth about how we were, I should say really mostly Ryan influencing me. Ryan was like, you know, coming from LA, coming from the consumer investing world. And she knew of all of the, you know, a lot of the health and wellness things before I did. And I'll let Ryan kind of jump in about her journey to.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah. I mean, I think like Julie, it starts way, way, way back when. Some of my earliest memories, I grew up in LA. My dad did too. We're very long LA, but he would say on my way to school every morning, like, Ryan, look at the mountains. And I'd have to say, it's a beautiful day. It's great to be alive. But the reason it was like a nice sort of like morning mantra that turned your mood. But I think from the bigger picture, the reason why my dad was so focused on the mountains was he grew up in the same foothills. But when he was a kid, he wasn't able to see the mountains because air quality in LA was so bad. And my dad has lung damage to this day from running cross country and track in middle school and high school in LA. So I think from a very, very young age, sort of the interconnection between environmental and human health was very like forefront in my life. And that was certainly something I pursued, you know, from my like earliest memories. And, you know, it led me to do things like in middle school, I worked for a little aquarium here in LA, like cleaning shark tanks and educating kids. And a lot of, I think what excited me was the translation around, you know, it was hard to get a lot of people to care about some of the more esoteric marine biology things that I got excited about, but I was able to connect the dots more when you talked about, hey, like you got a nose cold because you were just swimming in polluted waters, and here's what we can do to sort of change our thinking around environmental human health. And sort of that led me on that path. I majored in interdisciplinary environmental science in college. I think touched a bunch of different areas of environmental science, but ended up towards the end of my time at Stanford working with the med school's nutrition professor, Dr. Christopher Gardner, who for better or for worse is, I love the man, gotten a lot of notoriety with his recent Netflix film of late. He and I and some other students were working on a project around farm-based educational curriculum around how you can change a kid's nutritional preferences and trajectory based off of number of exposures and how they interacted with the foods in the environment. And I think Dr. Gardner, I credit him a ton with really piquing my interest in nutrition and leading me to go pursue some nutritional follow-on education thereafter. But the basics of it was, you know, I think similar to Julie, was on this path of interest in the environment, interest in environmental advocacy, but in the intersection of human health, and got really early interested in a lot of the Better For You brands that were still in the early ages in the, you know, this is the, I graduated from college, not to date myself, but in 2011. And it led me, I was frustrated both by kind of Silicon Valley clean tech culture. And then I'd also spent a bunch of time in DC, was also frustrated by the pace at which government was making change. So I pissed off a lot of my college professors. I was definitely a black sheep in the environmental science department for taking a job at Goldman Sachs. And I kind of joined Goldman Sachs's investment banking group due to wanting to learn more about like Fortune 1000 consumer brands and how them becoming more politically active, consumer conscious could change environmental outcomes based off of kind of consumers demanding it. So spent the first couple of years in investment banking, getting to work with Nike and Gap and some other cool companies. And then, as Julie mentioned before, ended up joining a consumer venture capital firm that had a thesis around healthy living. So got to work with a lot of young emerging brands really trying to go after things need to be better, products need to be better, better living, and wanted to get, you know, back to some of those early roots as I found myself, I think, back at Stanford for business school, thinking I'd steered a little bit too far away from my initial environmental inkling.
Oh, that's so great. I didn't realize, I mean, I know I've known you guys both since 2017, I think, but I didn't realize both of you had fathers that influenced so much about the path that you went down, which is really sweet and special. And I love that. So I love people's background and their story because I think it shapes so much of who we are. And I think in today's world, we as people and consumers really want to choose brands that have intention and meaning behind them. And you guys fit that description more than most that I've ever met. And can you just speak a little bit about why Needed, like why you guys came together, why it's called Needed? I think it's such a great name. And just what birthed that whole idea?
Yeah, I'll start. Ryan, please jump in. So one of the fun things that Ryan and I were kind of dabbling in at the, you know, I think it was probably in our first year of business school, was the idea of at-home nutrient testing as that was becoming more popular. And we both tested our nutrient levels, probably going into it being a little bit confident or maybe a little cocky, thinking that we are the like most nutritionally informed, health conscious of our friends. Like we got this, like this will just be for fun and to learn a little bit more about nutrient testing. And we were shocked to realize that we were massively deficient in key nutrients. And it wasn't just one or two, it was like an entire panel in the red zone. Mm-hmm. And I think that was such an eye-opener to the two of us that we ended up spending the better part of the rest of business school really understanding the problem of women's nutrition. And that led us to meet practitioners like yourself, really to understand, you know, there is there are gaps in the available clinical research. We all know that women's health is underfunded and understudied, but there's a lot of research that is available about nutrition. It's unfortunately not often paid attention to. So you have to do a lot of digging. A lot of the studies are done nutrient by nutrient. So it's looking at choline deficiency or omega-3 deficiency or B12 or vitamin D. And there's a lot of work that goes into understanding it in the aggregate. Today, Needed has synthesized that research into a white paper. It's got over 630 research citations behind it.
Leah helped us co-author.
Yeah, so fun.
But in the early days, we were kind of like doing that research ourselves and then supplementing the available clinical research with tapping into practitioner insights. Practitioners like yourself and Ari and Dr. Alana and a lot of the early practitioners that were working with us to better understand what do these rates look like in your own practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the practitioners we were working with in the early days were California-based practitioners that are seeing patients that have abundant access to sunlight and still had 90%+ deficiency rates of vitamin D. And were shopping at the farmers markets and still had massive nutrient deficiencies. So I think really for both of us, the problem found us. And I'd certainly went to business school with a dream of starting a company, but wouldn't have ever guessed that it was going to be a nutritional supplements company. Yeah. And I think Ryan feels similarly that, you know, it's sort of an unfortunate reality that supplements are needed. And that's how we really landed on the brand name is like, you know, at the time we were seeing a lot of the innovation happening in the consumer space was around fulfillment. So direct to consumer was just becoming popular and you could ship directly to customers and understand your customer more. And that was innovative, but the products themselves weren't being innovated upon.
It was the like the time label. Of the Casperization of everything, like slap a good brand on a old dated product and you had a great company. And I think we had a lot of skepticism on that and a lot of interest around how do you bring back really rigorous science and thoughtful products rebuilt from the ground up to the consumer space. And the data showed that, you know, food wasn't cutting it. We weren't getting enough from food. And supplements weren't getting anywhere close to making up the difference unless you were working with a functional medicine practitioner like yourself, but which just wasn't accessible to the market at large. And even for you, and a lot of the early validation in the idea was that it was a clunky experience for your patients because they didn't want to take 12 different bottles of pills from 6 different brands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I met you guys. I remember I had met a man, Jim, I think was his name, and he was working at a supplement.
Yeah, we were that he would like we go deep with our like ingredient suppliers, and I think yes. He was like, "You guys are asking me way more questions than I typically get from customers." There's this naturopathic doctor that you need to meet because I think you're going to be aligned.
Yeah,
I think that was one of maybe the you know. Thank you, Jim. I don't think any of us ever continued on in the relationship beyond that, but it was one of the best introductions we've ever received.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was so funny because I remember him saying, "Hey, are you open? There's these two girls from Stanford. They're starting a supplement company. They'd love to talk to you about what you think is missing and what could be better." And I was like, "Oh my God, I can't wait to say," because I've always been a person who is frustrated by the lack of integrity in companies, the lack of what I feel should be in the world, you know, optimal things, better products. Like that's always been a piece of my frustration. So when I got to talk to you guys, it was so exciting to say, "Hey, what do you think is missing? Why are prenatals not cutting it?" And I remember that conversation so clearly. And I just told you all the things. I was like, "This is what I think. And this is where I feel like there are gaps and where it's missing." And it was so cool to be able to work with you and say, "Okay, we're going to change that." And I was blown away because I knew of other people, like you mentioned, certain brands, big brands that people know about that were cutting corners and doing things in ways that weren't at all in the same approach that you guys were going down. And I felt so lucky to be able to be plugged into your guys's network of integrity. I mean, I feel like that's one of my favorite words to use to describe you guys and Needed. It was just so much integrity. It was never, how do we make things cheaper to cut corners? How do we, you know, just make money? It was always about, how do we actually make women healthier? How do we actually change the outcomes in babies? How do we actually change things? And I agree with you, Ryan. I think more than government, 100% businesses can shape things so much quicker because we vote with our dollar, and that is what people are interacting with, are the products. And we have to have good companies to make good products. And so I think you guys are so special, and I feel so blessed that we had that connection. So special.
I mean, us too. I mean, I think you gave us a lot of the confidence in those early days around, we should take the leap to actually do this versus go back to, you know, cushy, higher paying jobs that didn't have that much risk around it. I think it was that like trust in you and the conviction that you had that like, no, if you will make it, people will use it and it will change lives.
Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing. I love that. And why, I mean, let's just talk a little bit about that. Like, what is it that makes Needed different? Why things that I shared, that I told you, and things that you guys found, why other brands maybe weren't missing, like why they were missing the mark, why there was this gap that you felt like we needed to, Needed is such a good name, why we needed to fill that gap and create something different. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think, and Julie, jump in here, but I think a lot of it comes back to, we think of ourselves almost as like depletion and fighting depletion as the ultimate enemy in some ways. And yes, there might be ways to solve that by better food systems and stress, but a more supportive supplement can take you pretty far. And a lot of, I think, where we see a difference is that higher dosing and bioavailable forms of nutrients without the yucky ingredients that you don't need allow your body to get more of the good nutrition that actually supports every like metabolic physiological process that you go through. And that was where we felt, you know, there was some movement in the space around cleaner living, but a lot of the rhetoric around those new brands was around like fewer, lesser is better. And I think we were really flipping it over and being like, you know, women are depleted at all stages of life, but in pregnancy and postpartum, especially, it's the most nutritionally demanding time of a woman's life. And less is more is not the approach that you want to take. You want women to be set up to really thrive, and doing that through much more optimal dosing and nutrient form selection such that your body gets enough of what it needs. And there was not enough of that on the market. And I think we did, you know, make some dosing decisions that were novel for a prenatal. But we did that, you know, in 3.5 years of R&D, working with teams of practitioners like yourself, validating clinical data to confirm it was both safe and effective. And maybe to summarize it completely, it's we ultimately are designing products for clinical effectiveness. We want them to be used and trusted by the most discerning practitioner, and to leverage education such that why women at large can understand why it's important and get access to it. But I think when you design a product for clinical effectiveness, it takes you down a different formulation route than if you're designing for a certain sort of marketing claim or target COGS. And it was kind of mind-boggling in the early process of the formulation, but I think contract manufacturer after contract manufacturer was just like, we've never seen anyone design this way with like clinical effectiveness being the goal versus a target COGS, or just making sure you could say it supports sleep or it and with some data backing to it.
Yeah. I don't know if you have anything to add, Julie.
I think the only thing I would add is that like the category of prenatal vitamins at large is based on bare minimums. Yeah. It's based on what is the minimal amount of a nutrient needed to avoid a disease condition, or the minimum amount of a nutrient needed to put it on the supplement facts panel and make a consumer think that you're getting your needs met with this product. And I think a good example of that is a nutrient like choline. Mm-hmm. Most common dosage of choline in a prenatal is 0 milligrams. It's often just missing. And the second most common is 55 milligrams, mm-hmm. which is like 1/9 of the RDA. Yeah, depending on whether you're taking it for pregnancy or breastfeeding. It's like less than what you would get from like a quarter of an egg.
Yeah.
Like to put it in context, it's a sprinkling of nutrient. And that's true by and large across every nutrient that's needed for pregnancy. You're often getting a bare minimum amount in your prenatal. And I think the problem is that women think that they're taking the prenatal vitamin as an insurance policy and it's going to cover all of your bases. And it's really not. It's leaving most women depleted.
Yeah.
And needed is the solution to that. And I think when a consumer is kind of coming to Needed for the first time, it might be surprising that Needed has our flagship prenatal is 8 pills a day. That's a daily serving size. And I'm sure to those who are listening for any amount of time to your podcast, they know like there are ways that women are able to take 8 capsules a day. You can take it in, with kind of break it up into divided doses throughout the day. But the convention in the category is to take 1 pill a day or to take a handful of gummies and that's it. And it's just not possible to include the optimal amounts of every nutrient and the forms that are best absorbed, as Ryan was speaking to, in 1 pill a day or in a handful of gummies. Compromises have to be made. And so I think that's really where the education piece comes in. We find that when women know that the information about what's in their prenatal versus what's optimal, when they're educated on that, they often will make a different choice, but the information is lacking. And women aren't typically hearing this from their care provider, which for many women is their OBGYN. And that's why we love partnering with practitioners like you and Morgan, is like to get the word out there, because you are educating not just your own patients, but at scale. You're educating women on social media and through your podcast and through newsletters.
Educating us, because we're getting feedback on our products from a wider set of customers, so we can continue to make them better and better, as it's supposed to be an evolving wheel as we continue to learn more.
Yeah, we've already reformulated a few things. That's why I love you guys, again, because of integrity. It's like, okay, are we doing this the best way? And for a lot of people who don't know, in those early days, we spent 3 years going through all of the research. I mean, I think I literally read every single research article there is on every nutrient in its regard to fertility, pregnancy, postpartum, because we were doing something novel and we weren't just doing the easy thing of white labeling something that wasn't actually that helpful. And, my like fiery Aries comes out when I see some of these more popular prenatals that are 1 or 2 capsules. Because what I've seen in practice is that patients do have this confidence that, oh, I'm on a prenatal, therefore I'm getting everything I need. And I feel like it's almost doing more of a disservice to women that they have this idea and they don't realize that that's not true. Like entire nutrients are being left out, but no one's really telling them that. They just think, oh, I'm on this prenatal. And that to me is really sad. So the education piece is huge. And what I have to tell my patients, 8 capsules versus 2 capsules isn't just because Needed wants to have 8 and they just want to have 2. It's not like we chose 8 over 2 for fun. It's like they have 2 capsules because they literally don't have any magnesium. They don't have any choline. They don't have any vitamin C. They don't have any of these nutrients that are bulkier and important. And I think that's important for people to realize. And I think that that is a big piece. And what you guys have done different than most is that you've gone through practitioner channels for education. And this is needed so badly. And I think you've created amazing platforms for that, like Needed Academy. Can you guys speak a little bit to some of the educational pursuits that you've done so that we can help educate consumers?
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor. Did you know that while 97% of women in the U.S. take a prenatal supplement, over 95% are still deficient in key nutrients? That's why I love and recommend the Needed Prenatal Multi. Unlike most prenatals that offer the bare minimum, Needed goes above and beyond, using nutrient forms and dosages that truly support mama and baby to thrive. I've actually worked with the Needed team for years to help create this formula, and we spent over 3 years researching, collaborating with practitioners, and ensuring every nutrient choice was intentional. And now we have data to back it up. In an IRB-approved clinical study, women who took Needed's prenatal multi had significantly higher blood levels of essential nutrients like vitamin D, B6, riboflavin, B12, K2, and selenium, compared to women taking a standard prenatal. Even more powerful, only the Needed prenatal group reached sufficient levels of vitamin D, which supports a healthy immune system, bone strength, blood pressure regulation, and more. Women on the standard prenatal actually had vitamin D and B6 levels below sufficiency. This study reinforces what we've known for a long time, that real nourishment matters. Nutrient sufficiency supports fertility, a healthy pregnancy, and baby's development. Needed isn't just aiming for adequacy, they're proving what's possible. No matter where you are in your fertility or motherhood journey, the Needed Prenatal Multi is the one I recommend. Learn more about nutrient depletion and how to support your body and baby at thisisneeded.com/thrive and save 20% off your first order with code HEALTHYMOTHER. Again, visit thisisneeded.com/thrive and save 20% with code HEALTHYMOTHER. Okay, now back to the show.
Yeah, and you were a massive part of Needed Academy too, Leah.
I like to have my fingers in all of it.
I know. There's no one better at it. So we designed a program called Needed Academy really to educate women and women's health activists and advocates at scale. So Needed is really focused on, as we've been talking about, on education and on partnering with women's health practitioners to get the word out about our products in a responsible way and really to educate on the problem of nutrient depletion that we are solving. And as we look at growing Needed and growing our reach outside of those who have years and years of training on fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum, we wanted to really be part of that change to help educate a wider group of people to be able to be aware of the problem that we're solving and to responsibly share about Needed. And so that's what Needed Academy is designed to do. It's 9 modules in total. It's an Instagram-based program that takes about an hour to complete. And through that program, you'll hear from practitioners like Leah about the physiology of fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum, why nutrient requirements are higher during these times of life, and then what caused the problem that we are solving, really? Like, how did we end up in this state of depletion that we find ourselves in? Through kind of a little bit of a mini history lesson on how the RDA levels for pregnancy and breastfeeding are set, the research gaps that exist, and then moving into sort of what Needed's doing to solve that, how we designed our products, how we set dosing, some specifics around how we dose particular nutrients. And then I think a big part of the education is around no prenatal vitamin alone, even the most nutritionally dense, complete, perfect. We spent, you know, I think Needed has it. We spent so many years designing it, but no prenatal alone is enough to meet a woman's needs. Because it requires more than vitamins and minerals to get to optimal nutrition. And there are certain nutrients like iron and omega-3 that are better offered separately from the base prenatal. So we walk through that sort of, as we like to think about it, a system of products, why we design in a system, how the system works together. And then we talk a little bit too about the role of men in the fertility process and why we have a men's fertility line. So that program is really, I think it's, from day one, education has been critical to Needed. And I think that program is really just an extension of that, a way that we are. And I don't know how much time you spend on TikTok, Leah. I don't spend a lot of time there myself, but that is a lot of where women are becoming educated. As I start to be in the demographic of you know, I'm a millennial mom, but like in the, like a middle-aged millennial mom, if you will, like later 30s. And so, you know, we have to be realistic that a lot of our target consumers are going to start being younger than Ryan and I are, and younger than, some of the practitioners that we founded Needed With, and some of the new platforms like TikTok that are taking off. There isn't a whole lot of, accountability and credibility in terms of where people are learning about product information. So Needed Academy really is our answer to that, making sure that Needed can show up responsibly on all of the channels of information where our target consumer is learning about pregnancy and fertility and postpartum nutrition.
Oh, I love that. And speaking of products in a system, Ryan, you and I have spent a lot of years back and forth formulating, Julie as well, but a lot of years with you, Ryan. And can you just speak a little bit about why we have other products? Because we've mentioned fertility. Obviously, that's a big passion of mine. I've helped with the prenatal and a lot of the other products, stress support, but the fertility line as well. Can you just speak a little bit to that and why you guys just don't have a single prenatal? There's so much more there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the tricky part about depletion is that it's hard for a single product to have a one-size-fits-all. Like when you're looking about nutrients on the spectrum, there's vitamins, minerals, there's fatty acids, there's probiotics, there's all of these different types that some women on balance need more of, some need less of, and they aren't always in their optimal, freshest form if they're packaged together. Mm-hmm. So at the core, when we look back at Needed, we think of ourselves as, you know, prenatal vitamins weren't cutting it. So we redesigned the prenatal vitamin from the ground up, which you can think of as your vitamin and mineral blend. But those vitamins and minerals alone aren't enough to support really optimal outcomes. And that's what we're solving for, is optimal. So along with our multivitamin, we also launched a collagen, an omega-3 fatty acid, a fish oil, and a pre and probiotic to be able to support women's elevated protein needs and the conditional needs for certain amino acids that are at higher levels in a collagen protein. An omega-3 fatty acid, because of DHA and EPA being so critical for this life stage and building baby's brain and keeping mom's just immune modulation in check. And we don't think omega-3s often play nice when they're mixed with vitamins and minerals. Mm-hmm. And then a pre and probiotic, because the maternal microbiome was really a forgotten area at this life stage, and how critical a healthy microbiome is for mom getting pregnant. And then ultimately mom passes her microbiome onto baby, and we wanted support. So created a novel product at the time, combining a pre and a pro, so prebiotics and probiotics together with clinically studied strains for this life stage. So in some ways we thought about that as our core original system that we launched with. But even that, there's so many needs at the perinatal life stage that we've really wanted to support other aspects of it. And most other brands really create a prenatal and move on. And then this customer base is an afterthought. And that has left women with an enormous amount of unmet needs. And where you hear, why? Like, fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum can often be really difficult life stages for women. We just think they're flatly under-supported. So we then looked beyond that support, that core four system of how do we support targeted needs in other areas, and made some other decisions around what would be optimal. So two examples of that would be, one, our prenatal multi does not include an iron. We sell iron as an add-on. And that was intentional, given women are depleted in other important minerals like magnesium and zinc that interfere with iron absorption if you take them all at the same time. So we didn't want women to not be able to absorb those minerals. And iron dosing does vary a lot woman by woman, and too much iron can be harmful to the microbiome and other aspects. So we wanted, and most women are getting their iron levels regularly checked throughout pregnancy. So we felt more comfortable with moving iron out rather than moving your other minerals, because there would be that checkpoint to get your iron intake titrated appropriately. So iron is one example. And then we've created other add-on products based off of other needs at this life stage, with the intention that you would be on our core assortment and these would just be additive support, whether it's a pregnancy safe sleep support or one of my favorite products, a breastfeeding safe cognitive support, or, you know, an egg quality support, that I know a lot of women are also now using as just like a great general mitochondrial health support when they're done having kids. So don't stop it, because there are huge benefits. But we were sort of thinking about, you know, what are the wide ranging needs and how can you get that full offering from Needed without having to go, you know, not that we never in any way would want to cut out a functional medicine doctor like Leah. Getting even more personalization through partnership like her is incredible, but that's not accessible, and Needed can instead guide a much wider set of customers through more supportive nutrition.
I love that. Yeah. Like some of my favorite products I helped design was the egg quality support, the sperm support, the stress support. There's so many things. Your CoQ10 is my favorite. Like, I love it all. And what I love about you guys is everything is intentional. I'm on the back end of Needed, and I have never seen you guys say, oh, we're making this decision because this is better financially. It is always, it's not like, oh, we pulled out iron and CoQ10 because we could sell another product. It is, we pulled out iron and CoQ10 because that's what's best for the woman. That's what the nutrient is absorbed better. And I just love the intention and the integrity of you guys. And with that, you guys decided to do a study. You didn't even stop at just making great products. You guys also did a study to see like what is actually going on and can these products shift. Can you guys speak to the study that you did and what the results are? And it's amazing.
Sure. Ryan, do you want to?
I can give the quick background. Yeah. I mean, I think we think about clinical research at Needed a little bit differently than a lot of brands, where a lot of studies in the supplement space are check the box. If you take my product, it has a certain amount of vitamin D, 100 people's vitamin D is increasing. We really think about,
and compared to a placebo, which is, I think, important to know. Like, you know, a lot of the studies in the category is like, did your vitamin D go up because you took a supplement as compared to taking no supplement? And that's, you know, so it's like a marketing benefit.
It's a marketing benefit. And, you know, here's to more like research in general. But I think what we're ultimately trying to advocate for is we believe nutrition has been largely ignored in the standard of care. And nutrition needs to be sort of better paid attention to. We wrote our white paper, aggregating, you know, 600 plus studies together around, you know, why we exist and why more supportive nutrition is needed. But we wanted to sort of validate what we found in the white paper and Needed's inception, that, you know, 95% of women are deficient on a prenatal vitamin, that this actually exists if you're going to test actual pregnant women's blood levels in a larger set, versus a lot of the studies that had been done to date had been more looking at one thing at a time rather than what is nutrition status in pregnancy. So this study was, it was an observational, but it was designed in that way because we wanted to look at what is the average nutrition status of a woman taking a standard prenatal in the U.S., versus taking Needed. So we recruited 235 women across 7 metro areas in the US with very diverse, you know, socioeconomic and ethnographic kind of backgrounds. It was very neat in terms of how diverse of a population we were able to get to, bifurcated by what type of prenatal they were on, whether it was a standard low dose folic acid containing prenatal, or had they been on Needed for their pregnancy, and had a phlebotomist sent to their house at the end of the second trimester, beginning of the third trimester, to pull their nutrient status. And the results were quite compelling in showing both that, you know, validating that on a standard prenatal, you are very likely to be deficient in a number of key nutrients, and that, you know, women on Needed's prenatal did a much better in being in those optimal sort of thresholds. And it's across a huge range of, you know, nutrients from zinc to vitamin 6 to selenium that are often sort of forgotten in the standard conversation.
Wow, that is so cool. I think that what you guys do is just fantastic. And could you imagine how amazing the world would be if all companies were like you, you know, like really cared about making a difference and spent so much money and resources and time that is to just make sure you're doing the right thing and that this is actually changing the outcomes for women and their children. And I just think it's spectacular. You guys are both amazing. What else would you guys like to share? I mean, I feel like there's so much that we could talk about. What else is on your heart to share about Needed with the last few minutes that we have? I'm sorry, my kitty cat is behind us and I'm going to put her out of the room because she was sleeping with me.
I should say that, you know, one, we're not done. I think we're really excited about this study. We've only teased out some of the sort of early findings. We are waiting for on some of the data was robust enough that we're looking to get multiple publications out of it. Our director of regulatory affairs or scientific affairs is presenting one abstract right now at a conference today, actually. And then there will be a few more other pieces of it teasing out. And then we have another number of other different study designs in the works really around this, you know, how do we make sure more supportive nutrition can no longer be ignored. So we're excited about that. And, you know, I think we're really excited, especially, you know, for the few of us that depletion is most hard felt in some ways during pregnancy and postpartum and fertility. But I think if you remember back to the early Genesis story and Julian Mai's nutrition testing, I think that it's not the only stage where women are depleted. And I think we really are excited to support women thriving at many stages beyond just the perinatal life stage is, you know, let me tell you, like, you know, well into your mom years, that nutritional support is still quite beneficial for other, you know, hormone changes we all go through.
Yeah. Julie, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think Ryan covered it. I mean, I think, you know, continuing to push the research and the science forward and the kind of clinical validation of what we're doing, continuing to meet our consumers' needs. I think it's just like, it makes, I think those of us who've been through the perinatal journey in any of the stages, fertility, pregnancy, or postpartum, you can feel how under-supported you are as a woman in this stage of life. But I think seeing the data, we conducted a study of over 1,200 women in the perinatal stage and found that 94% of those women know that they have unmet needs. And that's before we even contemplate the 95% of women who are taking a prenatal and probably don't even know that they're depleted. So there is just so much that we as a company are excited to do to help close that need gap, you know, back to the why we came up with the name Needed. And also we know that, you know, it's unrealistic that we alone are going to be able to solve all of women's needs through dietary supplements. So, you know, that's really where the education, the community aspect, highlighting practitioners, and helping women to feel like they're not alone in this time of life is so important to us as a company. And we're excited to, you know, to follow women into the next stage of their journey, as Ryan mentioned.
Love that.
And, you know, the kind of arc of motherhood is long, and all of us, I think we're all in the early innings of that, even though it feels like the 5 years I've been a mom is like has been so life-changing. It feels like it's been forever, but these are the early years, and you know, we're excited to continue to grow the brand as our own motherhood journeys continue.
Yeah. Speaking of that, as a wrap up, I think it's important for people to know when we all met each other, none of us had kids. And in the time that I've been working with you, the amount of, like, you guys are so amazing because you have both, I mean, Ryan, you've had two, Julie, you've had three, I've had two, and almost every person who's worked at Needed has had babies. Yet you guys are a female-owned, female-led company. Everyone's popping in and out of maternity leave. You're, like, doing all this stuff, yet you're still growing this amazing company to serve women. I feel like that's such a testament to you guys, and hats off to you. And you're not doing it either in a way that's super depleting either. I feel like you guys have had such supportive maternity leaves for each other and for your staff. And I think it's just incredible to watch that. Like, do you guys have anything to say about the journey of growing and raising your families while also running this big company? Because, oh my goodness, it's crazy.
I think we're so lucky that we have one another. I think that's like, this would not be possible. It wouldn't be possible to show up as the moms we want to. We both really, really value the hands-on kind of, quality time with our kids, and are lucky that we have one another, and that we have an all mother, all female board of directors. And we're just, I think we've been intentional, but we've also been really lucky to have one another, and to have support around us that values the work-life balance. It's not even balance. What is the right word for it? It's like, it's the hybridization of it all.
Yeah.
And I think it is one of those things Julie and I talk a lot around. You know, a lot of this trying, like, being a working mom, no matter what you do, or just being a mom, even if you don't work and you're like full on childcare, like, it is really hard.
Yeah.
It's one of the most rewarding, but is also one of the most difficult things. I think it has made me realize how much I need our products personally too, because, you know, I don't think we fully avoided the depletion ourselves, but yet the like needed products have been a huge crutch in trying to do as best as we can at, you know, balancing it all. And I think we always do say nutrition can be enormously empowering during a life stage where you are taught again and again, you can't control everything, but nutrition for yourself and some of that, like, education around how do we support women in getting their needs met is powerful, not just for themselves, but for kind of our ecosystem at large, is something that I think we talk about a lot. And then, you know, Julie and I as a team can be helpful in reminding each other around how do we advocate for, you know, getting our needs met too.
Oh, I love that. You guys are so amazing. I feel so honored. Oh my gosh, my kitty cat. This is what happens when you podcast at home. I just feel so honored to have been given a chance to work with you guys and play a role in Needed. I feel like I couldn't be more proud. You know, it's very possible that a different company could have, you know, reached out to me, and I would have never known who you guys were and what Needed has become. And I just feel so grateful that it was you who called me, and that I've been able to stay connected and still contribute to Needed after all these years, and for what's to come now that I'm hopefully a little bit out of my postpartum season two and can get back into the swing of things.
Well, I think it's right back at you, because Needed would not have been the same without you.
Oh, thanks. Well, thank you guys for both being on here. I think this is such an important conversation to hear from the people who have created the products that we love and talk about so much. And I can't wait for what's to come with Needed. And we'll be sharing any of the new exciting updates as they unravel. And I just thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Healthy as a Mother podcast. In order for others to hear this information, please leave a review with Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and send to a friend who could benefit from this content. We're so excited to share more on becoming and being a mother next time.
And please remember that the ideas and views of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended to serve as a substitute for medical care of any kind, including the diagnosis or treatment of any illness or disease. Consult with your provider before integrating this information into your own care plan. And remember, a healthier future starts now, and it starts with you.